During the 1990s, the nation's rural population grew for only the second time in 80 years. But in states such as Nebraska, people continued to move away from rural areas. For example, Broken Bow, the seat of Custer County, lost 10% of its population and now has just under 3,500 people. A program at the University of Nebraska is trying to stabilize places like Broken Bow by teaching rural residents entrepreneurial skills. The idea is to generate income, of course, but also to replant a sense of hope on the Great Plains. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Old-timers at the Tumbleweed Cafe remember when Broken Bow bustled with business. Richard Slingsby, Cliff Rapp, and Don Ramsey were born in Broken Bow. They've lived here for close to 60 years.
We used to have 9 car dealers in this town. We got 2 now. 7 implement dealers here that sold farm machinery. 2 now.
5 grocery stores, now we've got 2. No clothing stores. I mean, one of the things that people go out of town for is clothing. We're just short of people to buy these things so they can stay in town.
There isn't much to keep people here. That's sad, but that's true. The age of our farmers are getting older and older. Kids aren't coming back. Broken Bow's in trouble.
It's not alone. All across the Great Plains, small towns like Broken Bow are in trouble because farming's in trouble. It's hard to make money at it, and family farmers, who used to be the backbone of the rural middle class, are leaving. So are schools, hospitals, and small businesses. John Allen is the director of the Center for Applied Rural Innovation at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. He says the loss of the grocery store or the hardware store means more than just fewer services and fewer jobs. He says the loss of these businesses saps the spirit of small towns.
These were the entrepreneurs. These were the community builders. They were the ones that came and put the brick and mortar and literally created their business around them. And so I think it's really hindered small towns' ability to look at the future and be successful. They're continually mourning, in a way, the loss of that middle class, the loss of their Main Street businesses.
To turn that around, Allen and others created the EDGE program in the early 1990s. EDGE stands for Enhancing, Developing, and Growing Entrepreneurs. The 12-week course teaches small business owners and would-be entrepreneurs the basics of running a profitable business, like researching your market before you offer a product so you know there's a healthy demand and good profit margins. It's the sort of business discipline that's dinned into MBA students, but small business owners rarely get the chance to learn it, at least not formally. About 1,000 people across Nebraska have taken the course since it began. Many who take the course decide not to pursue their business dreams, but those who do have a high rate of success. Entrepreneurs who've taken the EDGE course have created 500 new jobs in the state's rural communities. Allen says the program works because it involves more than just the entrepreneurs. In Broken Bow, for example, local bankers, the radio station, lawyers, and the Chamber of Commerce all put up time or money to bring the classes to town.
Hi, Ann. How are you? You need help, Ann?
David Green manages and partly owns a small supermarket in Broken Bow. It's called the Grocery Cart. Green took the EDGE course to keep people shopping here instead of going to the super Walmarts in bigger towns 100 miles away. Since he took the class, Green has filled the grocery cart with specialty products. They're more profitable, and they give the small town store a surprisingly urban feel. We found artichokes, bok choy, leeks, and lots of prepared food. Even in Broken Bow, life is faster than it used to be. Green has 8 doors of frozen pizzas, high-end frozen meals, and rotisserie chicken.
In most cases now, the spouse is working. Because with the farm economy the way it is, a lot of the farmers and ranchers can't make it without a second income. Consequently, the gals get off work at 5 o'clock. They're looking for something they can take home and have supper ready at 6 o'clock.
Green says the EDGE course taught him something else, the importance of motivating his employees. His 13 full-time employees now have health insurance and a 401k retirement plan. Small business owners aren't the only ones taking the EDGE course in Broken Bow. Farmers like 29-year-old Dan Denson have used the course to learn how to run their farms like businesses. Denson and his father grow alfalfa and grass on 1,000 acres. They sell them as hay to feedlots, dairies, and horse farms here in Nebraska and across the country.
Where's the bolts at?
I can get to this one. Okay.
It rained so hard last night that Dan Denson and his father aren't cutting or baling hay today. Denson's father, David, is fixing their bale wagon. That's what they use to move the hay bales and stack them. Dan Denson's taking the bale wagon out on the field now. bales are wet and heavy because of the rain. Denson's struggling to lift them.
I'm going to cheat here. Dad didn't figure I was going to catch that bale. Being a father and son operation, even with me doing what I do in the business, I still worry about what my dad thinks about me.
Dan Denson took the Edge course last winter. Just before it ended, he learned that his father was on the verge of bankruptcy. Like a lot of hay farmers, his father had had a couple of bad years, and the bank wouldn't renew his loans. The younger Denson used his Edge training to itemize every cost and every source of revenue on the farm. He showed how he and his father would pay back the new loans and persuaded another lender to make the loans. Dan Denson says he learned a valuable lesson.
We do it the way Dad taught us, and Dad does it the way his dad taught him. That's the way you farm. You can't do it like that anymore.
Denson's dad, David, says his son is right.
Things are changing so fast and stuff, and Dan is a lot more on top of it than I am. And I'm hoping that he can figure out things, everything, and get with so we can get straightened back out.
Change is the only constant on these rolling hills in central Nebraska. When European settlers first arrived, these hills were thick with bison. Today, Marty and Karen Bredhauer are doing their best to bring back the bison. The Bredhauers took the Edge course to learn how to make a profit on their 70 head of bison. They're standing all around us now, big brown creatures who are losing their fur to the summer heat. The curious ones come right up and sniff the microphone. Then they lumber away. The Bredhauers sell bison meat at farmers markets around Custer County. They took the Edge course to learn how to cut marketing costs. One solution they're pursuing, getting the meat into grocery stores, including Broken Bow's own grocery cart. Most of the family's income comes from Marty Bredhauer's job as a machinist at a local factory. Karen Bredhauer says making money off the ranch will take years.
I would say at this point we would look forward to maybe having it as a retirement income. After he retires from Becton Dickinson, this is something that by then will be providing some good substantial income.
The people in Broken Bow are proud and self-reliant. They love their land. But unlike the Bredhauers who found a way to stay, many will be forced to leave by economic changes that are beyond their control.
It is sad, but it doesn't have to be.
Jim Varney is the president of Custer Federal Savings and Loan in Broken Bow. His bank has helped pay for the Edge course from the beginning.
You know, it's how we react to these changes. There doesn't have to be tumbleweeds blowing through our communities. There doesn't have to be a sadness. There can be success. In fact, there will be.
Varney says he's seen dozens of economic development ideas over the years. He says the Edge program is the only one with results he can measure. Strong businesses and new jobs. The Edge program is certainly no panacea for Broken Bow's population loss, but it's making a dent in the problem. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Broken Bow, Nebraska.